You will hear an introductory lecture about vegetarianism being given by a nutritionist.
First, you have some time to look at questions.
As you listen, answer the questions.
For our purposes today, we'll be talking about vegetarians as those people who don't eat any form of meat at all, red meat, fish or poultry, but do use dairy products and eggs. Lacto-vegetarians and vegans are not in the majority anyway. With that definition in mind, let's review the myriad of reasons given for adopting a vegetarian diet. These include all sorts of preposterous theories that claim all humans should be vegetarian simply because it's natural, or that humans are naturally vegetarian because biologically we resemble plant eaters. In the real world, vegetarians, generally speaking, accept that humans are omnivores. They are capable of eating both plant and meat foods. Statistics show that the majority of vegetarians have adopted a vegetarian diet because of their religious beliefs, as in the case of Hindus and Buddhists, for example, or because of health-related concerns. That is, they see vegetarianism as a healthier alternative. Look, that's not to say there aren't other reasons. Some people just don't like the taste of meat, and others simply can't afford to buy it. A significant number of vegetarians are animal liberationists who are against the killing of animals for human consumption. These vegetarians have taken the step of refusing to eat meat and in doing so, show that they don't condone those killings. They see the whole industry as barbaric. In the past, at least in my social circle, such a cause was seen as noble, and many of us held vegetarians in high regard. They lived up to their beliefs. In more recent times, as we see the disastrous impact of introduced hooved animals on lands and the amount of resources used to feed stock at the expense of using arable land for crops, their noble cause has been ecologically justified as well. Land resources, and arable lands in particular, are scarce and becoming scarcer. Perhaps it is wrong to allocate these resources to raising those animals which provide us with a food source that we can live without. But is this the case? Can we live without meat in our diet? And is living a vegetarian lifestyle indeed more healthy as advocates would have us believe? Vegetarians claim that a well-balanced vegetarian diet will supply all the essential nutrients we need to be healthy. In Western societies, as late as 20 or 30 years ago, there were many myths about vegetarianism. Those switching to vegetarianism would be warned about serious vitamin deficiencies. Statistically, though, the vegetarians are supported in their claim that vegetarians are healthier than meat eaters. The incidence of heart disease and cancer, for example, are significantly lower in non-meat eaters. In fact, it's claimed that the risks from certain cancers are reduced by up to 40% in a vegetarian diet. And let's face it, in modern Western society, with our concerns regarding obesity, you don't see too many overweight vegetarians, do you? Vegetarians consume less fat and protein than we do, and the fat that they do consume is in the main unsaturated, which is what has been recently labelled good fat. On the other hand, animal fats tend to be saturated, and an increased intake of saturated fats can lead to high cholesterol. Respiratory problems too seem less common in vegetarians, but this is also the case with meat eaters who include a lot of fruit and vegetables in their diet. The UK Vegetarian Society's website quotes medical research has shown that on average, a lifelong vegetarian visits hospital 22% less than a meat eater.